From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Despite relentless shelling in parts of Syria today, thousands of people still demonstrated across the country in support of the city of Homs. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports that foreign embassies and the Red Cross are working now to evacuate the wounded, including two Western journalists.
The large demonstrations were in solidarity for Homs, where the Baba Amr neighborhood has been under fierce shelling for 3 weeks. But violence continued elsewhere, too. This YouTube video appeared to show demonstrators in Hara in the southern Daraa province running down an alley as they came under fire. There was little reaction to the calls for a ceasefire emerging from the Friends of Syria meeting in Tunisia. One activist in Homs said such small measures simply showed the weakness of the international community in the face of a murderous regime. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Beirut.
Outrage over the burning of the Quran at a U.S. base in Afghanistan continues to stir protests across the country, and they're fueling worries Afghan police will not be able to oversee security once foreign troops leave. But German Brigadier General Carsten Jakobsen says local police can handle unruly crowds.
Years ago, Afghan forces would probably have had no alternative but turning to bullets. They have now really learned and mastered the skills of crowd control, and they did very well over the last hours.
President Obama has formally apologized to the Afghan people for the burning of the Quran at the Bagram Air Base, saying it was not intentional. Violence today claimed 11 more lives. There's a new twist in Britain's phone hacking scandal. Officials say they're investigating the conduct of a senior police officer. NPR's Philip Reeves says the inquiry is focusing on whether the officer inappropriately passed information to one of Rupert Murdoch's executives.
The phone hacking scandal has already greatly damaged Scotland Yard. Two top officers resigned. A major investigation's underway into allegations of police accepting bribes. And an ethics inquiry is about to shine a light on the cosy relationship between the Yard and Murdoch's tabloids. Now, the Independent Police Complaints Commission is looking into whether a senior police officer, in its words, inappropriately disclosed information to an executive from Murdoch's News International. This allegedly happened during the original 2006 police inquiry into phone hacking by the News of the World. That inquiry was later discredited after wrongly concluding there was little evidence of widespread illegality. Officials say there's no indication the senior officer was paid for information. Philip Reeves, NPR News, London.
At last check on Wall Street, Dow Jones Industrial Average up 6 points at 12,990. NASDAQ gaining 11. It's at 2,968. And the S&P 500 up 4 points at 1,367. You're listening to NPR News. National League MVP Ryan Braun says he's working to restore his name now that the positive result of a drug test is overturned. The Milwaukee Brewers outfielder no longer faces a 50-game suspension. Braun was the first Major League Baseball player to successfully challenge the penalty in a grievance. Today, he described himself as a victim of a fail process.
We're a part of a process where you're 100% guilty until proven innocent. With what's at stake, does everything I've ever worked for in my life being called into question? We need to make sure that we get it right. If you're going to be in a position where you're 100% guilty until proven innocent, you can't mess up. And today's about making sure that this never happens to anybody else who plays this game.
The New York City Department of Education has released individual ratings on 18,000 teachers. NPR's Margot Adler reports the release comes after unions lost a legal battle with the city and with news organizations that requested the information under the Freedom of Information Law.
Originally, the city said the ratings would only be used internally. The courts ruled the public has a right to know. The United Federation of Teachers took out newspaper ads arguing that the teacher data reports are filled with errors. Independent experts say there are sizable errors and omissions. The ratings involve 4th to 8th grade English and math teachers, and they compare standardized test results to what students are predicted to do. They also factor in poverty and special ed. The ratings are more than 2 years old, and school chancellor Dennis Walcott says they should not be used to judge individual teachers. A new rating system with more attention to classroom observation has already been agreed to by state, city, and union officials. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.
I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.